Welcome to TerryWilson3.com.
This is the Terry Wilson, really?
Hey, Tony, this is Terry Wilson with TerryWilson3.com. How are you?
You personally are calling me back.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Christopher B. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to my podcast here at TerryWilson3.com. This is a corner of the world that we have set apart and set aside and sanctified for people who want to get in and figure out what's on the inside of them and monetize it. That's what this show's all about. This is what this business is all about. This is why we are here at TW3, because we truly believe that everyone, and I do mean everyone, was made from, by, and for the purposes of greatness. In the moment, the very moment you figure out, as I like to quote, what's the Southern gentleman that always had those cliches and saying, he said, the two greatest times in a person's life is the moment that they were born and the moment they figured out why they were born. Those are the two greatest times in your life. And the minute you figure out that you're not just a wandering generality, but you are a meaningful specific, that you can go further than you ever thought, dreamed that was possible, that you can have everything in life you want if you'll just help enough other people to get what they want. The moment you grab a hold of those truths, which I believe as a Christian are eternal truths, the moment you grab a hold of that, you can take life by the tail and have as much as you want out of life and enjoy it. Yes, you're going to have bad days. Yes, there's going to be downturns and times it's not fun, and you're not going to win every game, but you're going to win a lot of them. And the games that you lose, you're going to be able to come back from, and it's not going to just knock you off your horse, and you're not going to be able to just want to, and you're not going to be tempted to just, I'm going to quit. This just isn't worth it. Now, I'm telling you, an attitude of gratitude takes you to new altitudes, and you can have everything you want, the minute that you engage that purpose, that passion that you're about. And I tell you what, when you're able to help people, when you're able to help people find work, find meaningful employment, when you're able to help people grab a hold of the thing that's on the inside of them, I'm telling you, life becomes so fun. So I want to welcome everybody. Greenbacks is in the house. Good to have you, Greenbacks. Linda Gordon from the Northwest. How are you doing, Miss Linda? Sonia, how are you doing tonight? Miss Sweet Jane, how are you? We've got Rick Dumas. How are you doing, Mr. Rick? And Miss Spelling Bee. She's in the house, and the house is packed. And what about those Astros? I'm telling you what, they were two down, and they're coming back. Three straight wins, and they could win it tomorrow. And Gino is here. How are you doing? Luke Crawford, it is great to have you in tonight. And Sonia, is good to have you. And so Marcy, good to have you. I hope you got your book, sir. And so it's good to have you. Al Navarro, it's good to have you. Michael Leary, Don, what is going on? It's good to have you. Trevor is in the house. LaVon Hawkins, how are you doing? Great to have you. Leah Carroll, good to have you. Yamil Bethencourt, it is so wonderful to have you. My elite friend, how are you doing? Sarah, so good to have you. John Kino, up there in Chi-Town, my brother from another mother, a true horn player. Good to have you. Good to have you. And Tom from Chi-Town, good to have you. Bam Bam out on the left coast is in the house. Tasharia Reed, how are you doing? Welcome to the TW3 podcast. Good to have you in tonight. If you've got questions, we're going to answer your questions, but I've got a special treat for you guys. I was able to interview one of our top, he's a busy man, just like a lot of our other guys. I mean, these guys are movers and they're shakers and they're making it happen. And sometimes they're difficult to, you think you have a hard time getting a hold of some of these folks. I have a hard time getting a hold. And so I was able to, I called him. I was put on hold for 20 minutes and finally got connected with him. He says, and I've got to go because I've got someone else. He was selling an elite package. And I says, don't let me stop you from earning you money. So I've got a top recruiter and trainer that I was able to corral for a few moments Saturday. And we pre-recorded this conversation. So you're in for a treat tonight. You want to know how to earn more. You want to know how to experience more. You want to how to enjoy more of your life. You're going to hear someone that's doing that. You think it's just Terry that's making all this money? No, I've got people in this business making more money than I am. So that's what's beautiful about it. I love it. I love seeing what's going on, DJ. How you doing? Good to have you in tonight. So you're going to be much love to you, Yamil. You're going to I really, really enjoy tonight's conversation. This is episode 388. We're talking about the road that leads to your greatness. There is greatness on the inside of you. If you'll just believe it, you can receive it. You can have it. I heard a guy once say that you don't have to be great to get started, but you do have to get started to be great. Boy, isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? Boy, don't we make perfect the enemy of good sometimes? It's got to be right. If it's not right, and you know, I don't want to embarrass myself. I forget about it. Look at me. Good Lord, if I waited till I was smart enough to do this, I'd never do it. I'd be out digging a ditch somewhere. I mean, you're listening to a college dropout. You're listening to someone that, you know, arguably went to one of the ninth worst school systems in the entire U.S. But you know what? I can make that an excuse, or I can start executing. I love what Dean Smith said in a basketball camp I was at years ago. I was working up a sweat, and I was all lathered up, you know, trying to impress Dean Smith, because back in the day, if you was in the Carolinas and you loved basketball, there's no greater dream a kid like me could have had than play for Coach Dean Smith. And he didn't say this to me, but I heard him say it to someone else. He was asking a student there why they fell back on a particular play, and the student started making excuses. And he looked at him and he says, "Hear me, son, I'm not," and he said it in a soft way, wasn't trying to hurt him. He says, "But you've got to realize something in basketball and in life, you can have an excuse or you can have results, but you cannot have both." Ooh, you can have an excuse or you can have results, but you can't have both. That's why I love entrepreneurialism. It flushes out all of the nonsense. Entrepreneurialism is the great equalizer. It doesn't matter if you're red, yellow, black, and white. If you're hustling and you're developing your craft, you're going to be all right. Entrepreneurialism is, I think, 99.9% of our cultural, societal, and political problems could be solved if everybody grab a hold of entrepreneurialism. I'm telling you, because then all of a sudden I'm not looking to big business and Wall Street, and I'm not looking to government. I'm not looking to anybody. I've got control over my destiny. I believe enough in myself, my God, and what I've got and what I've been given that I can make something happen. Go Heels. That's right. Thank you, Michael. Go Tar Heels. That's right. But before I get started, and I apologize. No, I really don't. If you're a Duke fan, it's going to be a long night. No, I'm kidding. Tonight, I'm going to be sharing with you an interview I had with one of our top elite reps here at TW3. He's been with us for going on. He's been with us 6 years, going on 7 years, consistently making $5,000 a week. And you're going to hear his experience, what he's been doing with this, how he's earned his money, the terms in which he's earning it. He has taken control of the terms in which he earns money, the time he uses, and the talent he gets to use. I'm telling you, you're going to love tonight's live. And I hope you guys have enjoyed all of them thus far. I have. I'm telling you, listening to Miss Spelling Bee, how she turned, you know, a setback into a setup for her success. You know, dedicating her life to a business, and the business saying, "Hey, train this person, you train this person, and then you let go, and that's your replacement." She didn't let it stop her. Interviewing Tom from Chi-Town. Tom wanted to take control of his life and fought back from cancer. Man, I'm telling you what, I love fighters. And he's dedicated his life to improving the lives of others and people that have had problems with their health in that world. He's been able to help them. Miller Time, Chris Miller, for you guys that run into people, and maybe you're on the night, is Terry just one of those circular things where you buy it, resell it, buy it, resell it? No. We had go back and listen to Miller Time a couple episodes ago, where he bought a system and came to the conference this past March, and retired a debt, made over $143,000 in less than 10 months, overcoming obstacles that was in his life. I'm telling you guys, if Tom from Chi-Town, if Miller Time from Florida, if Miss Spelling Bee can do it, if this old boy can do it, and if you hear the gentleman that we're going to be talking to tonight, if these folks can do it, you can do it. I'm telling you, because every one of these guys have different personality sets, different skill sets, different temperaments, different experiences, but they all have this one thing in common. They're going to make it happen. Come hell or high water, it doesn't matter what's in front of them, it better get out of their way. because they've just decided that they're just going to go to the next level. And we got another great interview that's going to be held next week. So you guys are going to want to be on next week's podcast, and you want to stay tuned to tonight's podcast. I'm telling you what, you're going to want to hear this. But before I get into this interview, let me just get the pause for the calls here. Hey, Peggy, good to have you on tonight. All the way out from Iowa. It is a family, Greenbacks. It's a great family to be part of. Get your tickets to the You Are Worth More conference. We're getting down to our last few tickets. If you want to see your 2020 be the best year you've ever had, both personally and professionally, then I want to encourage you to be there. There's a lot you can learn from reading a book, watching a webinar, and listening to a podcast. I advocate all of those things. However, the greatest educational investment you can make is being around a group of people that have the same goals, tools, and trainings you have to learn from them and see how they are growing their business income and impact as well. You've heard over the past year from so many of my top earners, and just in the last few weeks, we've been heavy on interviewing tons of people with different backgrounds and different other things. Because here's the thing, you'll read positive feedback, positive feedback, positive feedback. You'll hear positive feedback. And I've got one guy out there that's left all of my negative reviews. It's funny and it's fine. I hope he continues because it's actually helping me. He don't realize it. But one of the little faux responses he made, well, if you notice all of these reviews, Terry, you can't talk to the people. Well, you're hearing from people, you're hearing their extension, you're seeing their website. You go to them, talk to them. That's why I'm interviewing these folks. Like, well, then check it out. You know, let the truth stand and let everything else fall apart. Okay. So you've heard from these folks and you're going to hear from someone tonight. But here's one thing they all had in common. They all were at that conference. They were all at the conference. All these top earners that you've heard me interview over the last few weeks and have interviewed over the last year, they were at the conference because there's just, as Captain Quackenbush said, there's some things that are caught and there's some things that are taught. You're going to catch a lot of stuff when you see what's going on at the conference. So be there. Go to worthmoreconference.com. That's worthmoreconference.com. Get your tickets. After my interview tonight, I will be taking your questions live. If you noticed, I'm in the studio by myself tonight. I gave everybody the night off. There's some college things that Reagan needed to do. There's some comical things that funny man Chris Roop needed to do. And Lindsay, I just told her, go ahead and take the night off because we've got an interview going. So it's just me in the studios tonight, but I will be answering your questions live tonight. And so get those in. But if you don't see me answer your questions, that's because we're in the process of the interview. I will come back after the interview and answer those. If you share the pod, got to do this right now, though. Share the podcast using the hashtag TW3Podcast388. Share the podcast on LinkedIn, on Facebook or Twitter. That's three social media channels that I've got River looking, and he's helping me a little bit behind the scenes here. But look, share that podcast right now. Go to YouTube that we're streaming right now. Click on share. Share it with the hashtag TW3Podcast388. Share it right now. And then while the interview is going on, he's going to be looking and helping me, and I'm going to send out a signed copy of this book to you. And I'm also going to give you, if you are a member, and you win, I'm also not only going to give you a book, I'm going to give you some free leads as well to help you there. And if you're not a member and you would like free leads, then if you're in the insurance business, if you're in the opportunity space, if you're in the health and wellness space, if you're in the car business, I've got some leads I can send you as well. So we'll do that. But you got to share it right now and you'll get this book. If you want to buy this book, you can either buy it straight from me and get a signed copy, or you can go to Amazon as well. It's youareworthmorebook.com. Youareworthmorebook.com. You can get it right there. Before we open it up and do the interview, and I'm talking about this book, I don't want to get too preachy tonight, but I did preach Sunday. And it just illustrates, you know, whether you're a person of faith or not, it doesn't matter. But it's a real dynamic in business and in life and everything else. And Sonia, I look forward to seeing you there. She says she's going, and I look forward to seeing Linda there as well. But it's a real dynamic. And here's what I did before I preached Sunday. I just told the audience, I held up this book and I had five of them with me that I was going to give away. And I said, guys, while supplies last, and I've only got five, so that tells you what the supplies are, I'm going to give this book away. Okay. For whoever wants a book while I've got supplies. And I promise you, if you will just, I want you to read the whole thing cover to cover. Okay. Because when people come to me looking for a paycheck, what I do is I try to convince them to buy a process. Because if you come to me asking for a paycheck, I can give you a paycheck. Once that money's spent, it's gone. But if you take a hold of my process and implement my process and start executing on this process, you will have money on demand whenever you need it and want it. Okay. So inside this book is some of the processes that we go over as members at TW3. This is what I'm telling the audience I'm speaking to. And I said, but if you don't have time to read and whatever, that's fine. But I promise you this, if you'll just even open this book, you'll see enough value in it just by opening it, that it'll buy you lunch. Now, what I didn't tell them is I slipped $20 bills in each one of these books, right? And so I took the books, okay? I took the books and I held them up and I said, so I've only got five left. And I laid them on the platform, and I just paused to see what would happen. And a few people got it just like that. And so some people ran, some people walked, and some people sort of sat back in a chair because it was expecting me to sort of bring it to them. And then I started my message and I says, such is life. This is the way life works. If you want something and someone is willing to give you a means, a method, a mechanism, a methodology to get where you want to go, then go get it. Don't wait on someone giving you permission. Go get it. And I said, if you notice, some people ran and got this book. I said, some people walked away frustrated because they walked up and people passed them and they didn't get what was promised to them. And then other people are sitting I'm not going to embarrass anybody, but some are sitting right now sort of aggravated that I only had five and I should have gave out more and brought it to them. I said, that's the way life works. If you want something, go after it. Believe that you're worthy of it, and it's worth your time and effort, and go after it. And then what was happening, people was opening his books, and there's people, other people sending it $20. So even if I didn't want my book, surely you can't even give $20 away. But anyway, Miss Spelling Bee, it's good to have you on. Bam Bam, it's good to have you on. Captain Quackenbush, it's good to have you on. Let's get into the interview right now because you're going to enjoy what this gentleman has to say about how you can take your money, your business, and your life to new levels. So we got Gary Green, Mr. Greenbacks, as I affectionately refer to him, on the call tonight. How you doing, Mr. Gary?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm doing wonderful. Just got off the phone with an elite prospect that's going to onboard here in the next day or two. So awesome. Doing fantastic, definitely.
Now, this past week, I don't want to overspeak, but it seems like you've had a couple elites, couple plus, a sales rep. How many sales have you made? I mean, and what's the makeup of those sales?
Yeah, I mean, the sales, yeah, I mean, consistently coming in as always. You know, yesterday on Friday, made two sales, sold a plus package, that was $1,000, sold at a rep package, that was $750. So that was $1,750 just on one day on Friday, yesterday. And then that's not counting all the referral marketing money. There was the residual money, the digital money from the online store, just the other income streams that are in place, you know, via the product line that we have, you know, here at Terry Wilson 3. But the call center definitely is a big, you know, we have many people that are making six figures alone plus just in the call center. And I do that consistently.
And,
you know, for years and years and years.
Oh, yeah. You've been with us, what, going on 6-7 years now?
Yeah, been with you over 6 years at the elite level. So, oh, yeah, definitely one of the best business decisions I've made in my career. I can count on one hand, Terry, the great business decisions I've made in my career. And this is definitely one of them.
Awesome. That's awesome. Well, it's been our privilege to have you. I mean, you have been a rock star since you showed up, for sure. But just to go back, didn't you have a couple elites on Tuesday or Wednesday last week as well?
Yeah, I had two elites that onboarded last week. So, I mean, most of the enrollments are pluses and elites where, you know, you make 1,000 or 1,500. I'd say the majority of them, 80% of them are at the higher levels, you know, because they want access to more income streams. But yeah, I sold two elites last week. New members that came on, they're excited, you know, about all the products that they have access to. And then also the the mastermind meetings that come along with the elite member. Yeah. A lot of my elite members really resonate and are excited about those meetings because that's what the elite members all mean. And that's where you're essentially opening up the doors to your business behind the scenes in a much higher level access, you know, there. So people can, you know, benefit, you know, from that.
Sure.
So,
well, they're getting to see the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's, I'm counting five just since, if I'm counting right. So that's at least the minimum. I knew there's like five or six, just this past week. And so, and you're basically, and I'm going to get this email after the show tonight, inevitably. Oh, what's he doing? What's he doing? What's he doing? And so, you know, for you guys listening, you know, he's taking the system and just using it. And I, naturally, Gary's, he's a pro and he's been with us for quite a while. So he's got his own little secret sauce that he sort of sprinkles on the TW3 methodology. But it's not like he has different tools or anything. And so, Gary, when you get a new member that's onboarding and they see the numbers that you're doing and getting excited, which they should, because it just proves that it's possible. And if you work the system works. What do you tell them first? What's the first thing a new member at TW3, a new person coming on with Gary Green, what do you tell them what they need to focus on first and start doing so that they can realize quick success as quick as possible?
Yeah, so that would be to follow the steps 1 through 6, you know, within the back office, you know, once they enroll. And then also, you know, give them some insights on the scripts on how to get prepared with that, where they can like halfway sound like they know what they're talking about, get their vocabulary down with, you know, with our product line, you know, so that way they can sound, you know, halfway comfortable.
Sure.
That's one big benefit that helps brand new people getting started, because you don't have to sound like you're an expert. You don't have to like, it doesn't have to be an award-winning performance is what I tell a lot of people. Okay. But you got to get yourself where you can kind of, you know, relax a little bit and be able to go and follow our scripts. So I have some certain things that I, you know, tell people to get prepared with those scripts.
Yeah.
And then I say put their heart and soul into it. I mean, the secret to my success is found in the daily routine. You know, so you also, I mean, if you were successful in another business, I mean, you're going to take that over. That's going to spill over into Terry Wilson 3. You know, when you're following up with people, you're answering questions, you're making yourself available. I mean, you have people that are high six-figure earners. You know, these are tools that they already have in their toolbox.
Right.
Okay. So that would be one thing there. And then also I would say, you know, just if you have questions, you want to reach out and ask me questions. You know, if you don't understand something, follow back up. You know, I'm a tool that's there to help them with their business.
Sure.
Okay. And they can use that tool as they need, because we have people, as you know, Jerry, people from all walks of life essentially are in this business. Okay. Somebody that's brand new, that's never really done much on a computer. We can help that person, you know, propel from there, to go from there.
Right.
Then we have people that are kind of average, you know, that have average sales, average computer experience. And we have the experts and advanced, you know,
right,
the big gurus. So, you know, I would tell any of them just to follow back up with the questions, you know, they have, and follow up. And that way you get those few basic questions answered. And then once we have you trained, the training can take, I would say, Terry, you know, as little as 2 days. It could be done as, you know, 7 days. Some people want to train themselves. It's still at their own pace. They can train themselves over 30 days.
Right.
Okay. You know, it's still at their own pace. So I would say, just follow our instructions and come to the meetings.
Yeah.
You know, 80% of the meetings, you know, that's going to greatly benefit you. And then just, you know, trust what you're doing. And that's going to, and that's where I see people having success. They're following the instructions.
Yeah.
They're coming to the meeting. We're answering the questions. And then we see them make the first sale. Like, Terry, I had a lady, she made her first sale on her second phone call. The second call.
Wow.
Okay. Now that normally doesn't happen. Okay.
Wow.
You know this and I know this.
No,
right?
That's
the
a
second phone call. But then I have people that, you know, they're going to make their sale anywhere 5 days to 3 weeks. And then also you have people that take a year.
Yeah.
You know, just because
that's the exception too. That's the exception too. Yeah, but it happens and people need to know that and it can happen, right?
Definitely, without a doubt. So just basically, you know, just follow the instructions. If I had to wrap that part of it up, just follow the instructions that we put forth. And at the end of the day, I'm a tool here to help have success and whoever's business, and then help them along the way. But I do coach and train, you know, to get to that first sale within a shortest amount of time period.
Right.
To get laser focused and get that first sale. Because once you make the first sale at Terry Wilson 3, it's going to do something for you. You know, something about making money, Terry, it just does something to you psychologically.
It does.
Right then, that day, it's a big confidence booster. I mean, it's going to move you more than one step ahead. It's probably going to move you a couple of steps ahead.
Yeah.
And then once you make that first sale, you could say to new recruits to say, hey, now I want to make 2 sales a week.
Right.
Or I want to make 5 sales a week. Whatever they're looking to do with their time and their income, we'll show you exactly what you need to be doing, week in, week out, you know, in regards to the business and the leads and the income streams.
That's awesome. Well, you definitely, and I would say out of everybody we work with and all of our elite trainers, you've got to be probably, if your name wasn't Greenbacks, and we affectionately call you that because naturally, I mean, you're bringing in, if you were a Braves player, if you were Josh Donaldson on the Braves, we'd call you the Rainmaker. I mean, just because you make it rain, right? I mean, you're bringing in sales all the time. But if your name wasn't Greenbacks, I would call you Mr. Hustle. Secondly, cause you don't lay down. I mean, you're working the system, you're working it. And, I think, that's something that people need to know about, if you want the big bucks. Now you play hard and you're off, on the boat, down there a lot playing, but when you're on, you're on. And, I think it would help people to understand that, When you're doing your business, do your business and hustle at it and make it happen. Cause you don't have one foot, in the phone trying to talk to someone and then the other one watching daytime TV or this or that or the other. I mean, you are, Charlie Hustle over there.
Yeah. Yeah. So I work about 45 hours a week, right around there. But it's not an 8 to 5. I mean, I work when I want, I take off when I want, but it all comes out to about 45 hours a week. There's a lot of tools that are in the Terry Wilson 3 system that automate your time, that enable you to do substantial business, whether you're doing Terry Wilson 3, whether you're in another business, coaching, real estate, insurance, HVAC, merchant services. The majority of the product line is used for business.
Right.
Okay. So whether it's creating leads, doing the marketing to those leads, and then turning those leads into sales for a product, good, or service. So the tools that are within the platform, I use, do the big business that I do. I have many on average, I'm making, $5,000 a week just in the call. Okay. I have, $3,000 a week, $6,000 a week. I even have $10,000 a week just in the call center, which is, when you think about it, I mean, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
So, but I work, to do that.
And right.
But you are true about that. I'm not, I'm working when I'm working. So, and then I, also when I take off and I'm taking off to kind of reset, so I'm off, I'm fresh when I'm talking to somebody. Or I'm, coaching somebody, I'm answering questions, whatever I'm doing, I try to give it 100%.
Right.
And if people resonate with that and they can pick up on that, too. So that's also been a, a secret to my success, there that also do want to help people at the end of the day. That's why I have a coaching link, for my clients to, book directly with me. They need to have, some time, set sure. aside talking to me uninterrupted. I make that available. So again, we're just, that's an auto scheduler for people that are new on here that may not know that type of technology, but it's an auto scheduler where people are essentially booking time with you. Okay. Right. And then, as you know, Terry, and new people that are on this podcast, you know, that one tool within itself creates a, you know, a, when you have leads coming in, you have people literally waiting in line to talk to you. Okay. With your lead.
Yeah. Speak to that. That's how you manage your support. So when people onboard with Gary, they're going to be supported and they've got access to his calendar and can access, you know, the time to have the training and support they need. But talk to the people that are new to TW3 or just hearing this podcast about how effective that is to, you're not out cold calling. You're not out, you know, beating down the bushes, trying to find someone to speak with, but they're literally standing in line, booking time to speak to you. Speak to that a little bit about how you use that in your business.
Yeah, I would say that one tool, that's one of the products that are in the platform, is an auto scheduler. We give you training and tools on how to set that up and tweak it the right way to where it's effective in regards to one's daily schedule, managing your time, making your time more valuable for yourself is what you're doing with this auto scheduler. Okay. So that enables me to have leads that are pre-qualified, processed leads. Okay, that are pre-qualified waiting in line to talk to me. So that there, just think about that. That within itself creates a environment where you have a high level of position, you know, just because, you know, you have people literally waiting in line. People can pick up on that.
Yeah.
Okay. And then it creates a, you know, a good atmosphere, you know, for sales or for answering questions. You know, people are like, wow, I want to be a part of this. That's like, you know, because I mean, you deal with like a lot of businesses, not a lot, but there's a good amount of businesses, like a, you know, a business owner or somebody that's in a business and they don't have any leads or they have very few leads. Okay. And they need systems and tools and training in place, you know, to, you know, get a lot of leads coming in.
Right.
And then, you know, and be able to do that within the Terry Wilson Free platform. And then when you have that problem, then you can, which is a good problem, right? Then you can have an auto scheduler connected to that to manage all those leads, okay, where you don't have like somebody answering the phone and trying to work the phone. This is technology that's plugged in, you know, to be able to do it with one individual, okay, and you can manage a substantial business, you know, just by using an auto scheduler. And I tell people every so often, I mean, that's probably, in the top five things, I mean, that's one of the products that I really like. It just enables me to really explode my business and expand my time, you know, and I'm working, and at the end of the day, I'm working smart, not hard,
right?
You know, by using this auto scheduler. Okay. And there's a lot of different auto schedulers on the market, but we, you know, have a few different ones that are used within our membership base. And then we also give you training and coaching, you know, on how to set it up. Now there's different ways to set up auto schedulers. And we also, depending on the size of the business. So you get that coaching and training, you know, that comes, you know, too as well. But, overall I would say, I mean, I just love the auto scheduler, Terry. I mean, you know,
well,
I got that from you years ago. So, I mean,
half the time is you going back
about it.
Yeah. You're going back and forth. Well, when can you meet? Well, can we talk here? And you're so much time is wasted. Whereas if you have this funnel that is just driving traffic to it, and then they, at the end of it, if they want to speak, they click on a button, they see when the times are available, they book it. They're then given the option if they need to change a time, something comes up, they can.
Right, right.
And then the only time you're speaking to them and the only people you're speaking with, it's people that have said, listen, Gary, I've seen what you offer. I like what I've heard, and I would like to talk more about it. I mean, that is just powerful. So your prospecting and all of that goes into marketing has already been taken care of. It's just now just raw sales. Here's what I do. Here's what it costs. What say you? I mean.
Yeah. Well, it's night and day from back when I first started with you, Terry, over 6 years ago. I was broke, busted, and disgusted, just like, you know, you would say.
Yeah, you know,
on the back end of a divorce, financially done, looking to make decisions to build myself back up and move up back the mountain. You know, so back then, I was working the phone. No auto scheduler. I mean, phones ringing. But, you know, when I moved up to the elite, then I was able to use these tools and really just organize the business in a really, you know, beautiful way, you know, in regards to leads. So, but yeah, you're right. I mean, by the time I'm talking to them, there's people, Terry, waiting in line to talk to them. So I don't care what business you're in, what would lead. When you have a situation like that, I mean, you just don't hear about that every day. You know, that's a really, you know, beautiful thing, as I would say. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's powerful. And you use it quite effective. Talk to me a little bit about, you know, I've known you for 6 years, but our audience has heard you from time to time and they'll hear me say greenbacks and that, but let the people know, what background do you come from as far as businesses and what have you sold before? You know, give us a little insight of the Gary Green world as far as his business acumen and what he's done before TW3.
Right. Yeah. So I have a 20-year career in sales and marketing. So that's my primary experience, you know, there. I used to sell different franchises, from jewelry franchises, other products. But I would say the great majority of my career has always had a gift of communication, you know, and talking, you know, with people. That would be one of the things that I, you know, I just really worked on my whole business career, you know, there. I'd say the majority of it would be sales. You know, I mean, I've done hard close sales, you know, where you close the close and you go for the close 2, 3, 4, 5 times. And then you get the close and then you give it back to, I mean, just really higher level, you know, sales, you know, closing experience. And so I would say that's the, you know, the majority of my career, you know, is that there. And it helps me, you know, over in this business, because you don't really need all those tools with this, because you're just answering questions.
Right.
And it's real simple and straightforward. Okay. So you're not, there's no high pressure sales. Okay. Where you're trying to close somebody and you got to get this product. It's really shiny. And this is why you have to have it today. There's none of that. That's not here. Okay. So it's like I said, just real simple, basic, straightforward. And so therefore I'm not putting out a lot of energy, you know, there as I would when I'm, in a sales type of mode mentality, you know, there. But yeah, I'd say the majority of my career is basically sales. I've sold a few different products over my career, different types of franchises, would be, you know, more or less my primary experience, you know, background, sure, you know, if you will, you know, there.
Cool. So, in all of that experience, I think one of the distinctions I heard you say that I want to draw attention to is at TW3, because of the nature of what it is, because you just heard Gary say people are just standing in line waiting to speak because he's got leads on demand. He's not in a sales environment where it's close. You got to buy. He doesn't feel that pressure because if the guy here doesn't buy, there's one right behind him that's just as qualified that he's about to speak to. Other than that, what are some other distinctions that you find in your current business from the other businesses that you were in before? There's some differences that you'd like to explain to the audience of, you know, what they might have experienced before in a sales and business background versus how it works at TW3.
Right. Yeah, I would say the multiple streams of income, definitely. Okay, because, you know, that's how you're building wealth. You just don't have one stream of income coming in. So I would say that right there. So at the elite level, for new people on the podcast tonight, you know, there's a residual income. Terry Wilson gives you $50 of the monthly $97 admin fee on all your business. Okay, so you have 100 accounts at $50 reoccurring a month. That's $5,000 a month. You have 200 accounts, that's $10,000 a month. Yeah, 300 accounts, that's $15,000 a month residual income. But that would be one of the great examples of the residual income. We also have the online store. You know, we also give you products to sell to your clients, so you're making digital income, you know, that way. Then we also have what also like would be the referral marketing partners, okay, where you're making money without selling anything, and you're helping your customers with different products and services that they may need, and you're getting paid regardless. You know, just for somebody being on the phone for 60 seconds, you get paid. Somebody putting in their email address, you get paid. Somebody putting in their zip code, you get paid. So we show you how to make money without selling something, and you're transferring leads, essentially, is the concept, you know, there. So that'd be another thing that that I would like to point out, you know, as another example of another income stream. You know, but overall, Terry, I would say just the many different income streams that one can put into place, you know, for themselves, would be the, that's the first thing that jumps out to me there, because I'm able to, not put all my eggs in one basket, so to speak.
Sure.
Okay. So you can, you know, diversify, you know, that way, you know, by having these other income streams that we show you how to build and create, you know, like you've been doing this over 11 years. I've been with you over 6 years. That's a strong statement. You know, I tell my client, you know, that's a very strong statement. People can really read in behind the scenes. Hey, this guy's been there over 6 years. He's not going to be there wasting his time, you know, for this amount of time. I mean, people are going to be able to, you know, most people can pick up on that, you know, very quickly. Okay. So this is not something that was just, you know, born on the internet last year.
Right.
You know, we've been, you know, it's, you know, has a good brand and reputation. You know, I know you, Terry. I mean, I've been dealing with you for many years, and, you know, I told you this before. I mean, I like how you stand behind the business with your name, yeah. And then you do what you say you're going to do. You know, I noticed that from the very beginning, and that's what one of the reasons why I also wanted to get a part, you know, of the brand and the business, you know, there, but you got somebody that's going to stand behind, you know, you. And that transcends over to the membership base. I tell my clients, you know, that we have a good core group of memberships or members,
yeah.
You know, within the business, you know, just, and even at the conference last year, even I had a member there made that comment, you know, hey, I've been to conferences before. The people around here that I'm seeing at this conference, you know, we have a conference every year in March in Greenville, South Carolina is what I'm in reference to.
Yeah.
But we have a conference every year. So one member of mine said, hey, the people that are around here are a really good core group of people.
Yeah.
And he told me this like three times, you know, that evening.
Well, that was Miller, you know, time. The people need
that
to know.
Miller time.
Yeah.
Definitely.
The
yeah.
guy that we interviewed a couple weeks ago that made $143,000 plus in just 10 months after having to sort of like Gary, having to walk through some family situations and different things and challenges. He came on, Gary was the one that recruited him, and he is Gary's guy. Gary trained him. And that's the guy that we just interviewed, which I love, showing him off a little bit, because it goes against that whole, you know, charge that, well, it's just something you buy to resell. No, I mean, this guy hadn't sold any TW3. He's just using it and making money.
Oh, yeah.
So, I just wanted to bring that out that Miller time is who Gary's referencing, and Miller, Chris came on with Gary.
Yeah, Christopher Miller is a rock star.
Yeah,
I mean, this guy is, you know, he's a go-getter. I mean, he gets out there and makes it happen. You know, he works, you know, smart, you know, too, as well within our platform. And he just uses Terry Wilson 3 product line just for his business and creating leads and marketing to those leads. And then the training that's provided is wrapped around that behind the scenes with everything that's going on with the company. So he's using all those tools to, you know, help them propel his business. And he's just, you know, it's just great to see somebody, you know, having success.
Right.
And, you know, stuff like that. Oh, yeah, definitely, for sure. But anyway, I forgot where I was at.
Yeah, I interrupted you. I'm sorry. I'm bad about that. You were talking about at the conference, Chris came up to you and said just the quality of people we had.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
In the core.
So, at the conference, I mean, just the core, just to reiterate, just a good core group of people, you know, there. Miller Time, the Spelling Bee, you got, myself, Greenbacks, you got Mark. I mean, you know, you got a good core group of people that are there. And so I thought about it and I was like, Miller Time told me three times. He said, no, Gary, I'm telling you. I go, okay. So I kind of was, thinking about it. I said, he's right. I've been doing this for 6 years. So, I already know this from a long time ago.
That right.
It's like, I know you and I know, the majority of the people are, a good core group of people, but to bring it back up to me to think about it again, to reiterate it. I was like, people need to hear that because it is definitely 100% true. Okay. So, I just wanted to kind of make that comment.
Yeah. And I think cause you're like me, you're around it so much, you just take it for granted that these people that we have. And one of the things we started doing different a couple years ago, even in our weekly training, which is even in our podcast, is we had that live chat. We started streaming it and using live chat. And
right.
And I think as I'm watching these trainings and stuff and going back and making sure something was said correctly, or if I need to make sure I refine or really hone in what I'm saying, because I want people to hear clearly what I'm trying to communicate, I'll sort of pay attention to the chat. And it's just people going back and forth. I says, I think I'm just the background noise now. They're coming to just talk to one another. And I'm just I'm the old guy in the corner. Would he shut up so we can chat?
You created a monster. You're just watching it happen. I know when you switched it over to that live chat you always try new stuff. You're always pushing the envelope.
Yeah.
I love that about you. You do that consistently. And so that was just an example of it there. So people see that, the feedback on the other side of that, Jerry, people really resonate with that because that gives a transparency, about the business that people are communicating. You see members, talking, chatting back and not talking, chatting back and forth.
Sure.
And then, people that are interested, in the company for whatever the reason that they're looking to, get on board. With the platform, they're able to maybe get a question, they can put out that'll get answered live. I mean, that's a live feed, that people can, be a part of. And that's just, that's another thing you don't really see, that kind of transparency where you have a live chat, connected with the, usually it's a private chat.
Right.
What you normally see is private, with, here. I mean, I really enjoy that part of it because everybody, all the members are coming in there. Hey, how you doing? And you have different specials you'll have. Hey, I'm giving free leads out, or, we're doing this today, or you can have a book, or we're going to give you some tickets to the conference coming up in March 2020, in Greenville, South Carolina, which is, makes it a, hey, I get something, a little kind of extra, value here, keeps people, interested, too. So yeah, I really enjoy it. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think it's been a great, I think it's just one more of those things that I just stumbled upon and got right. It wasn't because I was, this master planner that just strategically figured, no, I just stumbled into it. I was like, well, let's try this and see if it works. And it did. In today's world with, what do you call it? These, people that like to, troll, these online trollers, we were sort of like, well, anytime you're in the business opportunity, entrepreneurial space, you're going to have a certain segment of society that just thinks that anything that's commission based, anything that's not, guaranteed salary or hourly, right. Well, that's gotta be a scam. And they're out there and they like trolling and stuff like that. So that was something we had to at least think about, but, River and the guys here, when we do it live, they do a great job of just sort of, cause we probably about every live stream we have, we'll have one or two, you know, people that like to misbehave, you know how it is. But I think for the most part, because no one can say, well, that's just Terry. No, you can hear Terry. You're hearing Gary tonight. You heard Misspelling B last week. You heard Miller Time the week before. The week before that, you heard Tom from Chi-Town. Next week, I think we've got Captain Quackenbush on the docket, maybe, if we can corral him. And we've got some other people that's coming that I haven't even reached out to. You know, so it's not just me. It's not just Gary. There are people. And like you said, you had a member just on board. And it's the exception, not the norm. But, you know, it's possible that within their second call, already making money. So
second call. Yeah. I had her second league was a sale. Hey, that's exciting stuff. You know, I mean, that's not the norm. Okay.
Sure.
Usually the first sale can be 5 days to 3 weeks.
Sure.
Depending on, you know, we have people from all walks of life. So different skill sets, different sales background, you know, different expertise and just personality. So at the end of the day, you know, we're here to help you wherever, you know, they're at, you know, with whatever experience that they have, you know, there. But
the point is you can. It's there. The opportunity is there if you'll just take it and quit letting people talk you out of doing greater things for yourself. You know, Gary, you could have been like me. You know, life throws you a curveball and you're broke, busted, and disgusted. You could have walked away with your tail between your legs and say, well, I guess I'm going to go find a job at Walmart and greet people as they come in and just settle for whatever minimal life will give you. Or you could got back up and swing for fences and look at you. I mean, 6 years over averaging $5,000 a week. And I know you've sold a few. And that residual money, I don't know how many, you know, you've got in your book of business, but I know you're doing well. And
I sent a ton of emails to Reagan. So I know Reagan's always getting these emails about the admin fees and stuff. And then, he's a rock star, you know, too, is, how he handles, the ticket support.
Well, don't talk him up too much. I'll have to give him a raise. Just say he does well enough to get paid what he's being paid.
Now let me give some negative feedback.
No. I'm messing with him. He does a great job. And I won't say that because he's my son. He does do a great job.
And then on the podcast, too, you have different people coming on. You have, Bill come on. Lindsay's there for the most part, you know, too, as well. She's a rock star, you know, Miss CBD. You know, people always enjoy seeing her, you know, River behind the scenes. I saw him on the show with the last podcast before. You know, he's always got some comical thing to say. He's got a, you know, a real type of unique type of personality that brings to the show. So that's a good dynamic there. But everybody that you bring in on the podcast and that helps out and, you know, contributes to, the business and the brand, I mean, people see that. And they really, I get feedback from it all the time, you know, that they really see there's real people, you know, behind the scenes, not just you, in a closet somewhere, right?
Yeah.
They're like, you know, there's other people that are behind the scenes, you know, that are, a part of the brand and the business.
No, it's a real business with real people working in it. And, it's a real family. I mean, from you're part of it and your people are part of it and their people are part of it. That's why. When I'm speaking to members, I always greet them with, hey, TW3 family, because that's how I feel, that we're just one big family that are all pulling together in the same direction. And that is to improve the lives of ourselves and the lives of other people that we come in contact with. Well, Gary, I've been on the phone with you now for almost an hour, and I know you've got, matter of fact, for those who don't know this, when we're recording this conversation on a Saturday morning, and when I call Gary, he says, hey, because he called me and I was running late. So it's not his fault. I was running about 5-10 minutes late. So I call him back and he goes, can you wait just a few minutes? I'm on the phone with an elite member on a Saturday morning. I mean, this is where this guy's nonstop. He's working. He's making it happen. And I know because of your busy schedule and client base that you've probably got people on hold right now so you can have this conversation. So I want to honor. I want to honor your time. But any party.
Yeah, I was talking to a new, excuse me. I was talking to an elite prospect that's ready to onboard at the elite level. Okay, she says she's at a point in her life. It wasn't good for her previously, where she was at her life and the time that she had available and everything. But yeah. She said it's perfect for her now. And so to hear her story, you know, it's just she's making life decisions. And, you know, we're a part of that. I'm a part of that. You're
that's
a part
awesome.
Of that, the company, the brand. And that's more or less what I hear on a regular basis, you know, too. I mean, you know, like I made a life decision too back when I started. So same thing with this client, you know, that I talked to this morning. So, oh yeah, definitely. I wanted to say that, throw that in anyway.
Absolutely. You're talking to an elite prospect that's going to be onboarding. This is Saturday, even though we're going to be playing this conversation on a Monday night. So if you guys wrap up your business today, that's one more elite sale before this week is over, which pushes you 6-7 sales this week. So guys, the deal is real. You just stay active. You stay involved. You stay committed to helping other people like Gary has. I mean, Gary, where would Chris Miller be if he didn't meet Gary Green? Well, you know, Miss Spelling Bee came on with Gary. We've had so many. And so, you know, you're genuinely helping people rediscover, you know, the greatness that was put in to them before they ever were, just grabbing a hold of it and having a strategy to grab a hold of so that they can realize, you know, their financial dreams and goals. And that's what it's all about. That's what gets me excited. Because I know you're the same way. It's one thing, because I know you're making great money and that's great, but look at the people that you've helped that's making good money as well.
Yeah, definitely. For those stories, you know, I hear people when they make their first sale, you know, they're contacting you because they have some questions, you know, getting onboarded and stuff like that. And that's just great to hear. When somebody makes their first sale, I mean, that's just like, I had a guy, I think I mentioned this before. I had a guy, he made his first sale, right?
Yeah.
He called me up and said, "Hey, Gary, I made my first sale." I said, "Hey, congratulations." I said, "That's great. Great." I said, he said, "I'm so excited. I think my neighbors heard me next door." I was like, "Hey, I know what you mean. You're walking on cloud nine." I said, I got you. But that type of stuff, yeah, it's fun to hear that. You know, you got excitement, you know, helping people and the product line is used in so many different ways. So you're like I tell people, I'm a coach, I'm a recruiter, also a consultant, because you're helping the client in many different verticals, you know, there.
Yeah. Cause I mean, you're helping people find hourly and salary jobs that this isn't right for, or entrepreneurial, you know? And so you're never in this position where, oh my gosh, I got to make a sale to make money. No, you've got ways of making money and helping people and doing right by people at the same time, which just makes this business model beautiful, I think. So that's awesome. Gary, thank you for your time. If people want to connect and contact you, how can they get a hold of you?
They get a hold of me a couple of ways. So they can contact, go to my website, GaryGreen1.com. Gary, the green with the E on the end, the number one.com. Or they can contact me. They can, via text or call the number 281-870-2644. And you get in contact with me that way, you know, there. Okay.
Awesome. 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 Ladies and gentlemen, that was the one, the only Mr. Greenbacks. You hear me reference him all the time on the show so that you don't think I'm just talking to the air, that it's not a real person. There's the one and only. And if you come to the conference, you'll get to meet with him and several other people that we have on the show. And Gary and some of the others are actually going to be live here in the studio with us the Wednesday night before the conference starts. I can't wait for that. So you'll be able to ask them questions live. We'll have a live podcast that Wednesday night and have all of the, well, as many as we can. I know we got four, and they're going to be in, and we're going to be talking and cutting up, and they'll be on the panel here. Matter of fact, I might even put Greenbacks back here behind the controls
Oh, my God. Well, I heard, hey, Hillertown told me you're going to be cooking baby back ribs or something.
We're going to have Carolina barbecue. We're going to do it up right, baby. Don't you worry. Don't you worry.
And, all right.
You and my wife share a lot of the same taste in beverage. And so there'll be beverages that you and her will probably enjoy more than I do. I'm more of a umbrella man in soft drink. But anyway, Greenbacks, it was great to have you on, and thank you so much for all that you do at TW3 and all the people that you help. You are a rock star, and I don't just say that affectionately. It's just the proof is in the pudding, and so I can't wait to see you coming this March in the conference.
Yeah, I appreciate all the kind words, Terry. Yeah, I enjoyed this over the 6 years. Has been fun, you know, working with you, you know, just learning along the way. You know, I've learned a lot, you know, a ton of stuff online. So, you know, I'm really grateful for that education, you know, that I'm continuing, you know, there too within the business. So, but yeah, same thing here. I enjoy, you know, the, it's like family, you know, too.
Yeah.
So, so I definitely agree with that 100%, and also appreciate all the hard work you do behind the scenes to make me, you know, successful, you know, too, as well. So, you know, that basically the, you know, you're the number one source and solution for all your problems. So you can, you know, take it from there.
Take it from there. Well, Greenbacks, here's to your next 6 years of making 10 grand a week on average.
There you go. There you go. Sounds good.
All right, brother. Talk to you later. That was the one, the only Greenbacks all the way down in Houston, Texas, getting ready to see his Astros win the World Series, hopefully tomorrow night. But I just want to say thank you to him for being on with us tonight. We had some great questions come in. I'll hit them real quick because I know it's getting late. And I'm also going to be announcing who won the free book and leads tonight. So that's going to be cool, too. So let's go ahead and get into it. Great question here by Marcy. This is a question that he isolates that every single new person. Listen, a lot of people that are listening to this podcast right now are either not members or new members. OK, and so the question is, what do you say to people? And even if you're not a TW3 member, maybe you sell something else. So use this for whatever you sell. Just free advice. That's what we're wanting to bring you value tonight, whether you're in our business or not tonight. And the question is this, what do you tell people that come to you and say, well, how much money have you made? You know, how good are you at this? You know, whatever. The question always comes down to, they're trying to get at, you know, what's been your experience? That's an honest question. And here's what I'm going to tell you first and foremost. Number one, don't lie. Do not try to sound like you've done more than you have. Don't inflate anything. Don't blow up anything that you can't stand behind. Always, always, always say what you can empirically defend. And there's things I could tell you right now, but I can't prove it to you. So I just don't say what you can prove. But here's what you can do. You got Marcy, for your question and anybody else out there, when someone's asking that question, I basically say this in so many words. And if I'm brand new at TW3, Marcy came to me and says, well, it all sounds interesting, but how much money have you made with it? Well, here's the thing I would say. I appreciate that question. I'm glad you asked because it really gives me the opportunity to tell you how powerful this opportunity is. But let me ask you a question. Are you wanting to base what your experiences are going to be solely on what I have done? Do you have my same skill set, mindset, business background? Or do you want to base your decision off of what you could experience? Because everybody's experiences are different. That's basically like asking, okay, I bought this hammer. How big of a house did you build? Well, it depends on if the carpenter's hand, right? And so I would tell them, say, listen, let me answer your question. there are people that's been in this business now that I could point to you to the podcast. You could even call him. He gave out his number on a podcast. Crazy. Gave his cell phone number away. You could call him and you could hear his interview. He's making $5,000 a week. You could listen to the owner and he's making a decent income as well. And then you can listen to people that's just started. You can listen to one that Terry interviewed a couple years ago. His last name was Spears. He was an older gentleman. Took him over a year before he made his first sale. Now, I say all that to say everybody's experiences are so diverse. Terry interviewed a person that was homeless that made literally $10,000 in just a couple of weeks. And then he's had people that never made any. So it's wide open. Here's my experience. I have just started. I'm only XYZ into this business. So, you know, I'm just starting. So I wouldn't base your decision solely. You can base some of it, but I wouldn't base it solely on my experience because I'm one person. Okay. So if you frame it that way, you basically what I'm getting at, Marcy, is you have to reframe it saying, I want to answer that question. Everybody's experiences are different. Here is a library. Here is a buffet of experiences to draw from. Some of them are going to have different experiences so that you get a context of what you're looking at. And then I want to answer what my experience is. So that's my answer to you real quick. Linda made a great point. She said she saw something on LinkedIn that said millennials are going to have to save. Check this out. Millennials are going to have to save up to 40%. Millennials are going to have to save up to 40% of their income if they plan on retiring by the age of 65. And I agree with her. The greatest investment you can make is in yourself and starting your own home-based business. I'm telling you. Because when you buy a stock, what are you buying? You're buying a small ownership, just a small fraction of someone else's business that you don't control. Now, I'm not saying not to invest in the stock market. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying to, but I want you to get this mindset. Because when you go get a job and you work for someone, what are you doing? You're investing in someone else's business. See, when you go out and buy leads, if you're in the insurance business, real estate business, direct sales business, and you're buying leads, what are you doing? You're investing in someone else's business. What I want you to get in the mindset of is stop being a consumer of other people's business and start being an investor in your own business. I don't buy insurance leads. I create them myself because I've got a system. I don't buy stock, you know, solely in someone else's business. And I'm always going to put the lion's share of stock that I put in my own business because I have control over it. I know the board of directors. I know how committed they are. You know, I know that business. So listen, if you want to make the wisest investment you could ever make, I'm just telling you, I can back it up theologically and economically. Invest in yourself. Invest in yourself. Warren, welcome aboard. He signed up a Friday, it says here, with Tom from Chi-Town. I'm telling you what, you've got an excellent, excellent trainer and recruiter. This guy, he is a warrior. He's a fighter. He's experienced. Just, man, just get on his hip, find out what he's doing because he is making it rain. He's a, and Tom just joined us, you know, I don't know. He's been with us a year. I don't know how long Tom's been with us. Less than a year. I don't know, Tom. I don't remember. And I apologize, but I'm telling you what, in the last several months, he is making it rain. So this guy knows what he's doing what he knows, and he is making it happen. So he is a pro. I love people like Tom. And Tom, I'm going to keep wearing on. You better be at the conference. I want to see you at the conference. All right. So, hey, let's give away a book and let's give away some leads. I looked over here and what Bam Bam from the Left Coast. Bam Bam from the Left Coast. Thank you, Bam Bam. Bam Bam, I really appreciate you being a part. Here's another guy. Bam Bam, I don't get it. Matter of fact, we need to interview Bam Bam sometime. Write that down for me to call on him. Here's somebody. He's a rainmaker. He's making it happen. Didn't come to him easy up front, but boy, once he got it and he took off. He got it and he took off. And he's been at the conferences and he's a wonderful guy. And for you guys that are with Bam Bam as your trainer, another excellent person, he's going to make it happen. But Bam Bam, We're going to give you a book if you want one, and we're also going to give you 25 free leads, brother. So that's coming to you. Just send me in an email to get it out to you, okay? But that's going to come to you. Hey, guys, did we enjoy tonight? Wasn't that great? Wasn't that great to hear from a pro like Gary making it happen and say, listen, there's not a person on here. There's not a person in the sound of my voice. Listen, Tom is different than I am in Gary. Gary's different than me. Captain Quackenbush, different skill set experiences. Bam Bam, different skill set and experiences. Linda Gordon, Miss Spelling Bee, Trevor Eisenman, all of these guys that are on here, man, they're different people, different skill sets, different mindsets, different, all different walks of life, but they're making it happen. And so I implore you, invest in yourself, invest in yourself. And if it's not this, then find something that works for you that's going to make it happen. But invest in yourself, because here's the question I've got to ask you. What are you doing tonight? What are you committed to do right now that you can reasonably expect something different tomorrow? Are you happy with what you're making right now? Are you happy with where you're at in life? Are you happy with your job? Are you happy with your career? Are you happy with everything that's going on? And if you're not, and it doesn't mean that your life is terrible. You might have an average good old life, but you know it could be better. If you know things could be better economically, spiritually, physically, in your income, if you know that there's room for growth, and I think everybody on here could agree there's room for growth, then my only question is, what are you doing that you can reasonably sleep well tonight saying, well, I'm doing this, and so I can and should, and it's reasonable for me to expect something different tomorrow? Because if you're doing the same thing and you're expecting different results, everybody knows it's become a cliche. It's crazy. It's insane. So if this isn't right, find something is. But if not this, then what? And if not now, then when? Because I'm telling you, life is short, guys. Life is short. We're not promised tomorrow. So I tell you, make a decision that you're going to go to the next level. Make it. I'm not saying you have to buy anything. I'm not trying to put you in a compulsion, buy this nut. It might not be right for you, but do something. That's all I'm saying. Do something so that you can reasonably expect something different tomorrow, because you are worth more.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
This is the Terry Wilson. Really? I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
Is this a celebrity, Terry Wilson?
Oh, my word.
How you doing, sir?
Dude, don't even go there. I've been listening to this for a while, and I'm finally like, okay, guys, what a privilege. I mean,